Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we'll be reading a story called Museum of Alien Life, Part 2. It's from a collection of stories called 54 Sleepless Nights by Tobias Wade. There is a link to the book and an audiobook associated with it because it's on Amazon. There's a link to that in the description of this YouTube video and episode, podcast episode. So if you enjoy these stories, I would love it if you pick up a copy and show your support for the author. But I mean, no pressure. If you do, please let me know, and I'd love to shout you out and say thank you. So let's get started. It's just a game, a show, nothing to worry about, Nola said unconvincingly. He'd retreated from the barred door to place his back against the far wall beside me. The tablet containing alien scripture glowed feverishly in the black light beside us, and the steady beeping of the gamma detector made the whole thing feel too real for my comfort. "Why are you trying to escape so damn bad then, huh?" I whispered out of the side of my mouth. "This is ridiculous," Jesse protested from across the room. "I thought we were going to learn about actual aliens, not people playing pretend."
"Goodness gracious, my dear. You're absolutely right," Mr. Ackles said in a tilting, sing-song voice quite unlike the gruffness of our initial acquaintance. "Roger, why don't you step aside and let Jesse leave?"
"Just like that?" Roger shifted uncomfortably from one foot to the next, not quite leaving the door.
"You're here to learn from me, aren't you?" Mr. Ackles said, the gruffness returning. "A hunter is a warrior, always balanced on the edge between life and death. The field gives you no luxury of doubt or hesitation. Obey your commander and step aside."
Roger did as he was instructed, and the woman wasted no time hustling to the metal door. She threw it open, only pausing to look back as though incredulous she was actually getting out. "What sort of stupid strategy is this anyway?" Jesse asked suspiciously. "If I really was an alien, then you'd be pretty lousy hunters."
"When detecting an alien in a group of people," Mr. Ackles lectured, "your first step must be to separate the people one at a time. If you walk out that door and the beeping stops, then the hunt begins."
"You're all a bunch of psychos, you know that, right? Aliens aren't even real. Grow up already," Jesse said, slamming the metal door behind her.
We all held our breaths for several long seconds, staring at the gamma detector.
The sound didn't change, however, which seemed to satisfy Mr. Ackles just fine. His smirk grew more pronounced as he turned from the device to study the remaining participants in the room.
"See, that wasn't so bad," Nola whispered to me. "We'll be out of here in no time."
"I don't care for this method," the man in the suit said after a long pause. "If she really was the alien, then she'd know it, and she'd have a head start escaping."
"Thank you, Clayton. You may be silent," Mr. Ackles replied bitterly. "When it is your turn to teach the class, you can do things your own way."
"Do you two know each other then?" Roger asked. The large man had moved back to block the door, although judging by how often he glanced at it, it seemed like he too was about to make his escape.
"But everyone is trapped in this room," Clayton continued arguing. "Why don't you just stand outside the door with the detector and measure everyone as they exit?"
Mr. Ackles adjusted his cap, the white scar tissue on his head glowing briefly in the blacklight.
"You're proposing to leave a known alien in a room full of innocents? Besides, the thrill is all in the hunt. If they run, so much the better."
"I'm going next then, yeah?" Roger asked, his voice a stressed calm as though he didn't want to appear too eager.
"You may," Mr. Ackles permitted.
Roger nodded stiffly before slipping out the door. Again we listened, and the beeping continued without a disturbance.
"This is stupid," Clayton complained again. "You're doing it all wrong. You know I'm not an alien, so I should have been the first one out. Then I could have set up a trap or an ambush, so that when the real alien escaped, you could signal me to neutralize it immediately."
"This is not my first alien hunt," Mr. Ackles snapped. "And I'll have you know that I'm perfectly capable of doing my own neutralizing."
A silver revolver pistol flashed in the blacklight, glowing almost as brightly as Mr. Ackles' maniacal grin.
"You don't hunt alien hunters with a gun," Clayton sneered contemptuously. "If I were you,
out this instant,"
Mr. Ackles howled, leveling the gun directly at Clayton, who hurried to obey.
"And I expect a full apology when I've shot the thing dead."
The metal door slammed shut, and it was just Nola, myself, and Mr. Ackles left in the room.
"Okay, Dad, that's enough," Nola hissed. "You need to step aside and get some fresh air. You're going too far with this game."
"Game?" Mr. Ackles growled. "This is a game to you, boy."
"You never told me he was your dad," I blurted angrily. "I just wanted to drum up some business for his museum. I didn't think he'd bring a gun," Nola whined. "Come on, Dad, you know neither of us are aliens. Your gadget is probably just busted, so why don't you calm down and—"
"I know you're not an alien, Nola," Mr. Ackles said slowly. "You may go."
"But neither is—"
"I said you may go," he shrieked.
"Sorry, dude. See you at school, I hope."
Nola dashed for the door. I tried to follow him, but a line of silver light marked the revolver pointed directly at me, freezing me in place. I thought for sure Nola was going to stop and wait for me, but the metal door slammed shut and suddenly there was just the two of us left. Beep, 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 without cessation. Mr. Ackles turned his back on me as he strode to the door himself.
"You must not really think I'm an alien," I exclaimed suddenly, "or you never would have turned your back on me. So this really was all just a show, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Mr. Ackles?"
"I know you're human," he replied, his speech slurring into a sing-song voice again.
"So you'll let me go?
After all that trouble to get you alone." The flash of silver, but it wasn't the gun. It was the lock sliding into place in the metal door, barring any of the others from coming back in. Another flash, and this time, his teeth. The grin stretching even wider than it had before. Too wide, with too many teeth for a human mouth to ever contain. He then pushed a button on the gamma detector, carefully setting the machine down on a glass case as the beeping finally fell silent.
"You can try to run, if you want," he said gently. "I wasn't lying when I said I enjoyed the hunt."
Mr. Ackles was still holding the revolver loosely in one hand, though, and I was too frozen with fear to make a move. He seemed to understand this, because he set down the revolver next to the gamma detector and stepped away from it.
"Go on now. I'll even give you a head start if you want."
Mr. Ackles removed his hat and began to scratch at his scars. It took a few tries before his fingernails seemed to latch into one of them, and then he began to peel the skin back from his head. I watched in horrified fascination, as thin brown appendages seemed to reach up out of his head, squirming along with his human hands to peel the skin further back. They reminded me of all those little arms along the side of the spacesuit. The activity seemed to be taking his full attention, though, and it occurred to me that this might be my last chance to escape. Maybe I could have run for it then, and we would have laughed at my terror. And maybe Nola and the others would be outside and we'd all be laughing together at the joke he'd pulled. But I was too angry to let it go at that. At him for toying me like that, at Nola for abandoning me so easily, at myself for being afraid. And I wasn't leaving empty-handed. I turned and smashed a fist through the glass cabinet beside me, seizing hold of the alien tablet inside. Mr. Ackles must not have been expecting that because he nearly tripped over himself lunging for the revolver again. His human hands flopped useless at his side, like empty puppets, though. And for a moment, he seemed lost and unsure how to work his body. I charged straight at him then, not flinching as those dozens of brown legs came surging out of the top of his head to flail in every direction. Several of them managed to grab hold of the revolver again, but I held the tablet out like a shield as I fled.
"Put it down,"
hissed a dozen intermingled voices, all coming from the gaping hole at the top of Mr. Ackles' head.
"Don't break it, reckless child."
He must have been too afraid to damage the tablet, because the shot I was bracing for never came. I fumbled with the lock as the creature continued squirming out of its skin, and then I was through, slamming the door behind me and running with all my might. Clayton was the only one left in the gift shop, leaning against the counter and incessantly scratching at the top of his head. He seemed amused to see me until he spotted the tablet in my hands, and then his face twisted into the foulest of wrath. I didn't wait or slow, though. I was through the doors and running as far and as fast as I could to get away from the museum of alien life. I don't know what secrets I'll be able to recover from the tablet, but I do know this. The hunt isn't over yet. In fact, it's just the beginning, and this time, I won't let myself be prey. That's the end of the story in this two-part series. I really hope you enjoyed it. Once again, if you did enjoy these stories, I'd love it if you picked up a copy of this book. And if you do, let me know. A huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. If you'd like to support the channel, there is the Patreon, obviously. It just has early access stuff for now. And there's a Discord that you can come join if you would like. It's pretty low-key, it won't keep you too busy, but we would enjoy having your company. If you do fancy yourself a writer, though, storiesaftermidnight.com, you can go there and submit your story for me to read on my channel. So, I hope you enjoyed your time here. Thank you for choosing to listen to this story. I really appreciate it. We'll see you in the next one.